In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And a very pleasant text this morning from someone who, of course, I tell everybody you should read the Bible and such. Well, he asked me a question about today's reading, which we read. This reading about Jesus healing so many people and telling the demons not to speak about him is kind of curious. Why would he want to do that? Why wouldn't he want to spread abroad everywhere what he was doing so that people would come to him and be saved? And I think that it's a mysterious thing. But there are a few things that come to mind that the fathers have spoken about. I think one of them was he doesn't want to be vainglorious. He wants to teach us not to be vainglorious, not to brag about our exploit. And of course, the whole world was knowing about him. If you look at the geography that's being described, it's a big area. It's a very big area. I think the people that were coming from Judea were the ones that were getting the Pharisees really and the Herodians really mad. Because, of course, Galilee, that was a land that had a lot of Gentiles. It was very mixed race, mixed religion. It's kind of a backwater. It wasn't very well thought of by a very strict Jew. So whatever they're doing and whatever they're doing up there north of there, and the Samaritans, well, you know, those people are crazy. So they probably didn't really worry too much about those people. But the people in Judea, yeah. I'm sure they were quite upset that people from Judea were making that trek up there in order to see Jesus. And they wanted to kill him from the very beginning of his ministry. In the very beginning. It might be that Jesus didn't want the demons to spread abroad that he is the Son of God, because the people, of course, were coming to him for healing. But they didn't really understand who he was. Even after feeding with the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, they didn't really understand. They just wanted to make him king. They didn't understand that he was the bread of life that came down from heaven. They didn't understand that. And so there must have been the vast majority of people that they thought, this is a healer. This is a man sent by God. This is a prophet. I need to be healed of my scourge. But they didn't recognize him as the Son of God, as the Christ, as Emmanuel, God with us. And of course the demons did. And the demons were speaking out about it. For what reasons, I don't really understand. I think a lot of times when people are self-interested, when they're full of themselves, full of sin, and only care about themselves, they often act against their own interests because their judgment is impaired. So they do things that they think are good for themselves, but actually are detrimental. And this is just a sort of a theologuma on my part, but the demons were so full of hatred to Christ, I don't think they understood that other people wouldn't hate him as much as they. So if they were to speak out about who he was, maybe they thought, well, maybe I can have more people hate Christ. But of course, that's not what happened. And of course, his name was well known, but he was well known as a healer, as a prophet. And when the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the Herodians, when they became really aware that he indeed is the Son of God, and I think many of them knew, or at least they suspected, or else they were afraid that he was going to take away everything from them because of how he was not like other men, then they really wanted to kill him. And then he allowed it to happen. So I think the Lord kept this, tried to keep the demons from, well, succeeded. He was able to tell the demons to stop. And when the Lord tells somebody to stop, they're going to stop. From speaking out about him, because he wanted to show his own humility. We should not be braggadocio about our accomplishments. And also that his healing was not the most important thing. The most important thing is that Emmanuel is on the earth. God is with us. That's the most important thing, that he came so that man would be healed of all of his diseases, namely sin. So the healing of the physical body was not the primary ministry of Jesus. And he didn't want it to be a sideshow. And I think also Jesus knew that if he was to become so notorious among those who hated him, they would try to kill him earlier. And of course, he could prevent it if he wanted to, but he was humble. I mean, he could have prevented Herod from finding him in Jerusalem. He could have stayed in Jerusalem, but he didn't, right? The family went to Egypt to avoid all the him being among the children 2 years and younger who were killed. He could have easily hid from them, but he didn't do it. He could have easily had a legion of angels protecting him, but he didn't do it. And so he used a human method to keep himself from being killed earlier than he wanted, just by keeping it a little bit more silent, a little tamped down. He was still known everywhere, but many did not know him as the Son of God. Many did not know him as anything but a great healer and a great prophet. And when all that knowledge came to the fore, then I think, of course, that was the time that he would be crucified. It's very mysterious. The gospel is very mysterious. And I find that one of the most delicious things about the gospel. You read these things and you don't quite understand exactly why. But this even is a message in and of itself, in my opinion, because there's many things that we don't know exactly why we should do something. But we just know that we should. And so we just do. We have a saying in Orthodoxy, comes from the monastics, that before understanding is obedience. You have to be obedient before you understand. So we're obedient to the things of God before we understand them. And in being obedient to them, we are able to understand them. May God bless you and help you in all things.